Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is the first episode in section three, the practicalities of getting a job. Let's see what goes into writing a good CV. Curriculum vitae, CV, means course of life in Latin. And that's just what it is, a concise document summarizing your educational and professional history, your skills and experiences. But it is also more than that. It is a marketing tool. It has to catch the eye of an overworked HR person. Not because of decoration and weirdness, which will land it straight in the bin, but because it's clear and easy to take in. It has to demonstrate as directly as possible that you have the qualifications and the skills to do the job for which you're applying. There are dozens of templates available online. They can be helpful, but the preset formatting can also be difficult to use. A simple, clear Word document will work just as well. To start, a few do's and don'ts. Don't cut and paste. Tailor your CV, especially the profile and skills sections, to the specific job. Don't go over two A4 pages. Don't use slang and abbreviations. Be honest. And do check spelling, grammar, and punctuation twice. And here I want to make a specific note about apostrophes. Be very careful with apostrophes. They are never used to form the plural in English. That wrong usage is known as Grocer's apostrophe because one so often finds signs saying tomato apostrophe S instead of tomato ES, or even bean apostrophe S instead of simply beans. Don't make that mistake. The apostrophe indicates possession, Jabu's cat, or that a letter is left out, don't instead of do not. Be careful and check. Now, step one, introduction. Start with a good head and shoulders picture, smallish in the top corner, your name in a clear, fairly large font, your cell phone number, and an email address. Professional, not something like hotlips@gmail.com. A physical address, or at least your city, will give the recruiter an idea of how far from their offices you are based. Then step two, which is optional, a profile. You can kick off with a profile paragraph. If you do, it should be short and to the point, and specifically framed in terms of the job you're applying for. Say you're doing construction management. If the job is at a construction company, you may write something like, currently completing BSc Construction Management at the University of the Free State. Particular interest in big infrastructure projects. Vacation work experience on building sites in Bloemfontein. Maths tutor at a local high school. If the job is at a consulting firm, that middle sentence, particular interest in big infrastructure projects, may change to, fascinated by the process of project management and interaction in teams, provided, of course, that it is true. Language and communication is a major issue in South Africa. If applicable, add a summary of your language skills, fluent in English and four other South African languages. Step three is education. Start with the most recent and work backwards. You can include your grades. For example, 2019, completing postgraduate certificate in education, University of Johannesburg. 2016 to 2018, Bachelor of Arts, University of Johannesburg. IsiZulu, 64%, English, 70%. 2017, completed online course in Microsoft Word. 2015, National Senior Certificate, Uppington High School, 4 distinctions. Step four is work experience. Put down anything you've done, whether you were paid for it or not, internships, waitering, childminding, and tutoring all belong here. Give a brief description of what the job entailed. For example, 2019, tutor for matric students at local high school. Mathematics, 2 hours a week. December 2018, Jan 2019, waiter, country club, Johannesburg. Part of the job was doing stock take in the bar. That's all part of work experience. Then step 5, skills. Go back again to episode 2 and mapping. Choose 4 or 5 of the skills most relevant to the job you're applying for and motivate with a short example of where you have used each. Let's say you're a law graduate wanting to do your articles at a big firm. You may write, flexibility. I come from a very conservative rural community. Adapting to the city environment could have derailed me, but I found my feet and finished my course in the minimum time. Judgment and decision-making. The process described above necessitated hard choices. Communication. Wrote for the student newspaper. Active participant in the debating society. Collaboration and teamwork. Ran the annual choir competition in our residence. Once again, do add language skills. Fluent in English, isiZulu and Tshivenda. Understand Afrikaans and isiXhosa. Step 6 is achievements, leadership, sport. This can include sports at school and university, student representative council membership, committees, clubs, community outreach programs, tutor and mentorship. Organize it as you did with the education section, starting with the most recent and working backwards. And then lastly, step 7, referees. Find at least 2 people who know you well, no family members. Contact them beforehand and ask their permission to use them as referees. Tell them what you are applying for and send them your latest CV. Then list their details very carefully. Here's an example. This person does not really exist, so do not write her an email. Professor Elna Meyer, Head, School of Journalism, Rhodes University. e.meyer@ru.ac.za. Cell phone, and you give the number. Another example, Mr. Thabo Maganedisa, Training Manager, Country Club, Johannesburg. thabo@ccj.co.za. Cell, and give the cell number. There's your CV. Happy writing. That was episode 10 of Grad Next Audio, the first in our section on the practicalities of getting a job. Next time, we move on to writing a cover letter. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.